The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Brothers and sisters, our topic that we are exploring on these evenings is the enlightened journey, the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The person I would like to speak about for a bit on this evening is somebody by the name of Usama ibn Zayd. Usama is somebody you probably are familiar with from Islamic history. You know that Zayd ibn Thabit was the adopted son of the Prophet. Of course, you know, in Islam, there's no place for adoption in the sense of somebody becoming like a full family member. But there is the tradition of taking care of orphans. And in the case of Zayd, he had a special relationship with our Prophet. He lived with the Prophet. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to have a lot of love for him, and he would praise him openly. Now, he had a son by the name of Usama. And maybe because Zayd was special to the Prophet, his son Usama was also special to the Prophet. We're told, for example, that Zayd was just a child, maybe 8 years old, after the Battle of Badr, when our Prophet wanted to go and visit and make an official, you know, visit, he put Zayd on his own saddle and he rode with him. And this is a mark of honor. It's a mark of respect. And later we see that Zayd is somebody who is, even though he's young, he shows military prowess. He's able to fight battles of men despite being just a young man at that time. And we know that in the last days of our beloved prophet's life in this world, one of the concerns that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had was regarding the succession. He wanted to solidify the position of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam as the wadi, as the one who is in charge. One of the ways he did so was to command the Muslims to leave the city and to engage in battle with the Romans. And the army he ordered should be under the leadership of Usama ibn Zayd. Usama at that time was approximately 18 years old. Now imagine that, for example, in a gathering of hundreds or thousands of men, an 18-year-old is chosen to be the leader. Even right now, we would think to ourselves that, well, isn't that person a little bit unexperienced, right? Maybe we need to go with somebody who's a little bit like, you know, a veteran, right? Has seen different things. One of the reasons why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that is to break some of those customs that had settled in and that had been there actually from the time of Jahiliyyah, and there was a fear of them returning. One of those customs was that by default, de facto, the one who is the older is the one who is more suitable for leadership. There were those who, as the Prophet was getting sick and they saw that now there would be a new leader, they were starting to revive the customs of the Jahiliyyah. And they said that, okay, well, leadership should be in hands of the elder. The Prophet says, no, I am appointing for you a young man. One of the other things the Prophet wants to show is the potential that the youth have. And this is extremely important, that when we look at our youth, sometimes we can see the greenness, right? We can see that, oh, this person is inexperienced, right? We can see how maybe they make mistakes at times. And sometimes, you know, as caregivers, as older brothers, as parents, we can make it a big deal, right, to focus on those areas where they fall short. not realizing the immense potential that they have. And so one of the things our Prophet shows us is that Usama is somebody who is a young man, but he has potential. And we know that, according to history, despite the command of the Prophet, despite his getting angry when he realized that the Muslims were not following that command, the army of Usama ibn Zayd never left the city and never was able to really dispatch and go towards the Romans. With all the efforts, they started and they failed. Now anyhow, once our beloved Prophet leaves this world and he departs from this world, Usama ibn Zayd is somebody who is a known figure. He's somebody who has prestige. He was the one who they used to see riding next to the Prophet on his own saddle. He's the one who was appointed as the commander of the army. What he does, what he says, people take note of that. He is one of the elite. But history tells us that when it came time for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhis salam to become the Khalifa of the Muslims, Usama ibn Zayd refuses to give him the bay'ah. He does not give him allegiance. Now what happened? Right? One of the things that's recorded in history is that Usama, because of his status, the previous Khulafa, they used to give him a special handout, a special stipend from the treasury. And so when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam comes into power, Usama writes him a letter. He says that, you know what kind of person I am. I'm ready to leap into the mouth of a lion to show my bravery and support you. But right now, I'm asking you for some money. And so please, the same way I was used to get money from the treasury, I need that money. What does Amir al-Mu'mineen respond to him? He says to him, just the gist of it is that, Usama, this money is not mine to give. I'm not like the previous Khulafa. I'm not going to do things that way. I have some personal funds in Medina. You can have access to those however much you want, but you're not going to get any amount of the treasury. Maybe this is one of the factors that influences him. Anyhow, the time comes for war. We know that with the succession of Imam Ali alayhi salam, civil war took place for the first time among the Muslims. And Imam Ali alayhi salam summons the warrior, the man who was chosen as the commander of the army, somebody who was famous. He says, now it's your time. Right? You're there. It's time for you to come and to participate in this battle. What does Usama do at this point when he's tested? This is very important. He tells him that, I love you. You're very dear to me, O Ali ibn Abi Talib. In fact, you're the most dear of all of creation to me. This is what he says. But I have made a pledge that I will not fight with the people of La ilaha illallah. So therefore, I'm not going to be able to join you in this battle. Now, what is the thinking of Usama ibn Zayd? This is important, and I'm going into these details because we're trying to understand the thought pattern here. Why did he make this statement? It goes back to an incident that took place during his lifetime where he was participating in a battle. He had his spear ready to go, and there was a man who he was charging at from the army of the disbelievers. And that man, when he saw that he was for sure going to be taken down by Usama's spear, he starts to say, La ilaha illallah. So this time, he's ready with the spear. He knows that that man realizes that basically it's over. And he thinks to himself, okay, at this point, he can't be sincere. I have to go ahead with this. And he launches that spear. Our beloved Prophet finds out about this. And he questions Usama ibn Zayd about what he had done. He asks him, oh Usama, did you kill somebody who professed to the unity of God? Somebody who took the shahada of La ilaha illallah? Usama says that he did it, just wanted to save his life. It wasn't something that was real. And what does our Prophet say? Very gently. He wants to teach him. He says, oh Usama, perhaps you opened up his heart to see the reality of what he was saying. And that's how you came to know this? The Prophet wanted to teach him that this was not the case where he should just make a rash judgment and assume that that person was saying this out of hypocrisy, out of lying. It wasn't his position to actually kill him. Now, what was our Prophet telling him at that time? And what did Usama understand? Our Prophet was telling him that when you do things on the basis of principle. Don't act out of pure emotion. Your responsibility is more than that. I have higher expectations from you, O Usama. But how did he understand this? He understood it to say that the Prophet had made him a specific command for him and him only, that whenever there is a war, if it's a war of Muslims against Muslims, his responsibility is to be quiet and to just sit at home and to be passive and to not cast any judgment on that. It's a position of neutrality. A position of not taking a position.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.